second order, which would lower the flags half an inch on the day of the tournament of Noel and Moore. I thought you may want to mention in your remarks, so we won't release it until I see the turn.
We're lowering across the country.
Yes, sir, you signed an executive order. Lowering,
just for one day.
Yes, sir, the day of the tournament, which is tomorrow, March 7th. But it, they're not a couple of weeks.
I don't want to feel this right now.
But that option is open to me. I want to make sure you were.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, the leaders did quite well. They hit the points of the budget. Finally, it would be helpful to me to sit in this just as an observer in the meeting with the counselors this afternoon on this domestic side.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
No,
I don't want to intrude. I mean, I don't understand if you
don't. That's those meetings. We never say anything's confidential in those goddamn meetings anyway. You know?
Right. Well, I don't
problem.
If you do,
anytime you do. That's just pure bull session anyway.
But it's good for me to hear some.
Sure, you're welcome here. What else are they raising today? You got that deal?
Not much.
Gray and Watergate.
But Jerry Breeze, the guy that ran.
That's something, I mean, that's something I asked for. I don't know what's going on. Some stenographer or something. Okay, I'm going to ask him to stay. Right. He's not.
Thank you.
we got slowly, we don't need no charge. You as a chief can show compassion and understanding. extreme cases of drug pollutions. Now, I know that people say if you have mandatory sentences, then the judges will not impose any. But at the present time, the drug pollutions are the rest. They get in and they say, I'm an addict, and so forth. We go treat them down here or something. You get methadone, no more. So I think you should know that those three are my thing. You see, John, that way somebody will pay attention to our law enforcement speech. But if I just go through and recite the statistics, which are damn good, and say we're going to continue to pour out $700 million for LDAA, it'll get back in the course of that. So these three things are going in that speech on hell or high water. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I decided on them, sir. I decided it. I know that most of the Justice Department people and people that I trusted, I brought up this case, the mandatory sentence. And as a lawyer, I understand the difficulty of it. I know Virginia, my good friend Bill Cahill in New Jersey, against it, Rockefeller swore. Rockefeller, who was a great liberal, wouldn't be for it unless he knew there was an enormous problem and tremendous public support for it. And I just think it's a good signal, unless that's the Congress turned it down. So these are things that I've been talking about. Be aware of it. Does it bother you?
No, not really. I share a practical problem with mandatory sentences,
right,
that they really don't get imposed, but nonetheless, it'll
put a shot across the bow.
And it puts a shot across the bow.
But then maybe we can get judges by having this sort of thing, the public sentiment for it. Maybe judges then will be more likely to impose sentences on these people when your guys risk their lives to bring them justice.
But,
right.
Yes, sir, but I really have to make the point that, in this jurisdiction, and
you know,
I suspect it is in those, no, that the judges are not the ones that control sentences. Sentences are under the Department of Corrections. Judges
are parole officers.
Well, and
social workers.
And the halfway houses, I don't, we can't lose sight of the fact that judges sentence people to jail in this jurisdiction who don't serve time. They serve their time on the streets. Literally serve the time.
John, I need to study that. I mean, I know this here the whole problem of halfway housing. And I'm all for rebuilding, for prisons and all that sort of thing. But damn, we just can't have a situation when he says that the judges sentence them and they serve their time in the streets. That's just probably put that in the speech. John, I want to send the speech on that.
No, I'll get you some examples.
A bell ringer.
I'll get you some examples. I'm not against halfway houses. It's
for sure. People soon forget, and let's get some. I want to cross there, and by
I'm sure you know that, but our heroin traffic is quite far down. There's a little bit more cocaine. There's a lot more marijuana. But in terms of heroin, you really turned the thing around?
Of course, if you could get them off of heroin on marijuana, that'd be a good thing.
Well, this
if
is...
If you get them on marijuana, they go to heroin.
This is one of the things that
it's... Heroin's hard to get. It's dangerous. You know, they have it. So marijuana is forced into treatment, and it's really a pretty good success story.
It is a good success story. Marijuana is way up, and I think part of it is what you say, that some of the users of heroin are using marijuana, and there's a great deal of use by others, but frankly, it doesn't look like there's enough for anyone to run for office.
You see, on my marijuana point, John, I have no problem with the fact that there should be an evaluation of penalties on it, and there should not be these penalties that, Texas say they didn't contribute for using their 10 years in jail for marijuana. That's wrong. In other words, the penalties should be commensurate with the crime.
That I thought in the paper the other day, where a father turned in his old...
Oh, I did.
And then afterward, he said, I didn't realize the penalty was
so
big. It was
necessary to end 30 years.
Right.
And, the penalties are ridiculous.
Yeah.
That I think we could say. But I am not for legalization. I don't want to encourage the drug thing. We're starting to win the fight against drugs. This is not a time to let down the bars and to encourage, people to break over this threshold into the drug culture from the non-drug culture. But on the other hand, you see what I mean? It goes against the former governor, Shaver,
Chase Committee.
Yeah. But I'm going to stick it out there. Where does the thing stand with regard to the life sentences? I mean, the death penalty. Now, Kleinke made a statement about a month ago.
Yeah.
Where does the law stand?
I believe what justice has recommended, Mr. President, is that for a second time conviction of a major trafficker, life without parole.
Well, that's in our future and everything, and your desire. Let me put it this way.
you could take this job on for another, shall we say, let's say 2 years, but we'll negotiate that. You take the job. I will assure you that that if you want to remain in government service, and you may not want to, but if you want to, that we will find something worthy of your talents, if you'd like to do it. Because you don't want to be a chief all your life.
No, that's really the problem, Mr. President.
And I can tell you that I'll appoint John Irvin to handle it. You work out what you want, and we'll give it. What about that, John? Is that fair enough?
Well, it's important to us, it's important to the mayor to have the chief stay on the job for a time.
On this county to work with John, let's start thinking now. Well, let's start thinking about what we do. Let the chief consider what you would like to do, because there might be something. You know, he should move into an area of, in the whole, the various areas of government, somebody with his experience, and it has to be, of course, at a high level. That's what I have in mind. And after this time, as chief, you should be ready for it.
Well, Mr. President, I'm going to do what you want. You've supported me too much, and my problem is one of, quite frankly, a little bit of boredom. I've been doing the job for 4 years, and surprisingly, I've had a lot of support, and it's gotten very easy. But
is there anything more we can do? Can we give him anything that will relieve the boredom?
No, really.
Traveling. Would you do that for us? You might put him into some of the major cities.